All right, tonight I'll be teaching a lesson online, and it'll be in the New Testament, and it'll be about Ananias and Sapphira. Now, the background of the story, it takes place in Acts 4, chapter 4, verse 32, through Acts 5, verse 11. This is after Jesus' ascension and before Christian persecution. Now, what happened was that everyone was giving money to the apostles and the poor. Now, this couple, Ananias and Sapphira, sold a possession and kept a fraction. And then Ananias came to Peter and gave a fraction of the money to him and lied and said it was all of it. Now, and it says in Acts 5, 3-4, Peter already knew that he was lying. And he said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." Now, Ananias died immediately after hearing those words, and someone took him and buried him. Now, 3 hours later, his wife, Sapphira, not knowing what happened, came to Peter. And Peter asked, "Tell me whether you sold this land for so much." And she said, "Yes, for so much." Peter said, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Holy Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband, are at the door, and they will carry you out." And she died immediately. Now, what does this have to do with us? Now, we need to understand what God says about lying. So if you look in Proverbs 12, 22, it reads, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight." In Proverbs 6, 16-17, it says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, ye. Seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." Now, what does this mean? It clearly states that God thinks about lying. He thinks that it's an abomination. An abomination is something that causes disgust or hatred. So lying is a thing that makes God hate. Now, when you lie, you're not just lying to your friends. You're also lying to God. Because in Acts 5, 3-4, Acts 4, it says, "You have not lied to men, but to God." So he thinks he hates it. He's disgusted of it. You're lying to him. And he killed a couple because they lied. So I wouldn't lie.